Okay, so call the meeting to order. Stand for the pledge, please. Ask Kelly to lead us in a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Everybody got their minutes from last month? You done yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Highway.
Done some paving. Fixed the intersection with the drown road. The intersection of the shop. Part of the under road from Sharp Curve out to Woods Falls. Did Meesack Road. And did a mile on Bush Road from the Skyper Road curve up to the Neff Road.
What's the plans for the, for more paving? We got any?
Well, that's pretty much what's, uses up the money that's in the budget. I need you guys to make a referendum to spend the reserve money legally to do it.
There is no reserve money. There's whatever is in your budget is what you need to spend.
If you put in for this, you'll get it back in a couple of months. That's why we need to file a paperwork for what you've done already, and then you'll get it back here in September,
yeah,
October.
Yeah, late September.
Right.
But to spend the rest of the money from the government to go over the 180 that's in the budget, I need you guys to make a resolution or...
You have to use the money that's in your budget, in the highway budget.
Yeah, I can't use money for salt or fuel or...
Right, but by the time you file this paperwork, then your salt money will be back in October when you buy your salt.
Yeah, unless you guys approve it, I can't spend more than that 180.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Didn't we have 380,000 in there for...
There's 360 minus 20%.
Right.
Because they're only paying 80% of...
But you got to spend it to get it back.
But according to the bills we went over this month and last month, we only spent, what, 70,000, 80,000?
No, it's almost 180 right now.
Are you counting? I'm counting just material. Just material.
Meesack Road, yep. Meesack Road, Bush Road, the intersections.
Right. But you still got, I don't have the paper here to look, but you
yeah,
still got...
Yeah, another 100. There's roughly...
Oh, no, you got $800,000 in your budget yet.
Yeah.
And that, you can use that for your paving and then you reimburse it back when you get your payment from the state.
I need you guys to say it's okay to do that.
Technically, we don't have to, no, it's your budget. And if you pay, you're doing it on paving, then that's what it's there for. And that's why you got the CHIPS money to reimburse it. I mean, we can make a motion if you want to do it, but that's the way it needs to work. If you need a motion to do it, I mean, Chris said to make a motion to spend the money to pave. You got a second?
I'll second.
Urban?
Can you try to do some?
You got part of the Forest Road, you were going to, section of that too, you were going to do it.
Yep.
That was really bad.
To do there and then Neffy Road if we...
You get it cleared?
That's about half cut right now.
Okay, all right, let's finish up on the resolution.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Lecount?
Abstain.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bolris?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayat?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you.
I haven't did the figures on what it would take for Neffy Road or the bad spots, a couple bad spots in North Star that we... It's more up in the air. I'll have to put the numbers to it.
Right. Well, you do your
best. As many bad spots as we can get, we'll try to get it.
Yeah. By the time you get done clearing it, stuff's going to be late September, October, so hopefully you can get some of this back.
But, yeah, hopefully that would help.
Yeah. Yeah.
The list to the old surplus equipment. I'd like to get permission to list that on the Auction International site.
You put the
Minimum amount? How do you do that?
You can set it up for like next month. When it ends, we can approve it at the board meeting, what you want to sell, what you don't. No fees.
You'll have a price on it then on what they're offering?
Yep.
So you don't set a minimum, you just take it?
Or then you can refuse it?
We can come up with a minimum, so when it's done and they can pay for it. Most places on downside, they bring it back to the board meeting after it's sold. Depends what organization it is. Some's got, it don't matter, it sells and
Right. Yeah.
That's up to you guys, how you wanna. I think we bring the final back here and discuss it and
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, is this all complete junk or is it still got value? Are you talking about
Most of it.
Or is it all there, is it parts missing?
It's mostly there. Get it out, get it running. The grader runs. The old capital, question, do I spend the money and put seals in the cylinders? Or do we let it go as is? I think it'd bring a lot more money if the hydraulic cylinders weren't leaking, but it's worth the time and hassle to do it.
Is this a complete list of everything that you want to get rid of, that we can, or is this just a
For right now, yeah, that's about it. Like the road, the old land probably roadside mower, that's scrap iron, basically, a gearbox up there. Wheels have been taken off and used on other pieces. A lowboy trailer, other than the decking, it's pretty weak, but 895 tractor needs a clutch, and that's pretty bad shape.
The old bucket truck, how's that as far as the chassis?
Well, that's, we talked a little bit about what the surplus bucket truck I'm looking after. We thought about keeping the chassis of that to put a dump box on to use for a chip truck. An old school motor, tough.
Yeah.
It's in, body wise, it's in decent shape.
And the rest of it would just be scrap.
The utility body is scrap.
Okay, so what's your guys' pleasure? We make a motion to go ahead and put it on, see what it brings, and we'll look it over next month.
Sounds good to me.
Let it go. Make a motion to,
Okay, motion by Don, second.
I'll second.
Chris?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayat?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay.
Tomorrow I'm going to water down the Ford Drum and state DOT garage where our surplus equipment is to see if I can find them patrol trucks. The guy I talked to in Watertown said there's some there. He don't know what ones or what where they came from. If we can't do something with them shortly, we're gonna have to next month we'll have to decide what we do for a pickup or higher up. Plowing parking lots or get that center and figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. All right.
So I'll let everybody know what I find out there. Mm-hmm. We'll go from there.
Over there, yep. Okay.
I think that's it.
That's it.
The letter from Mr. Van on Neptune Road, I responded to him. I haven't got nothing back yet.
Okay.
Had another contact that's related to him. So, because he's deaf,
right,
can't talk very good.
Right.
He was supposed to get a hold of him to see.
Okay. All right.
But as far as the steel posted, we didn't touch none of that. We didn't touch no survey pin. We cut trees. That's all we did. Mm-hmm. We did knock the gate down. We got the material to fix it. We went and fixed it already.
Okay. All right. But
I sent an apology letter. See where that goes.
Yeah. All we can do.
Nothing intentional.
Right. Okay.
Are you planning on doing any more roadside clearing with the time we got that machine here?
He might have to take the machine periodically here and there, but as long as he don't have a use for it, we can use it.
But you still got quite a bit of nephew road to do, don't you?
Yeah, we're only a mile. We've got another mile. But yeah, Bashaw, we're going to take the new saw I got down Bashaw North Star. Just hack some of it that's in the road, because we probably won't get that far before winter. At least school buses start running. And
yeah, yeah, start hitting limbs. Okay. All right. Thanks, Chris. Library.
So, as we planned last month, the library now has its regular schedule, which is Monday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday 11 to 6, Friday 11 to 6, and Saturday 9 to 1. So, but it's only open to go in and pick up books or any other information, that sort of thing. We are not allowing the use of the computers inside the building yet. And we're not allowing kids to come in and sit down in the kids' corner. And they can come in and pick up books and stuff, and they have to leave. And we're going to see how that goes this month. And the goal is the first Monday in September, well, after Labor Day, the next day, we're planning to see if we're going to be able to allow them to come in and use the computers inside, and also come in, sit in the kids' corner. We're not decided on that. We have a meeting next week, so we'll discuss what's going to happen in September. We want to see how August finishes out. But so far, it's going well. This seems to, I just talked to Jenny, and she said there's no problems so far. So we're hoping that we're going to be able to continue what we're doing now for August, and September move it up another step. If people like kids want to come in and use Wi-Fi, what she does, she just go out the bench outside, and they can use it from outside. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. And so that's basically where the library is at right now. Next week we'll see what further things that we can do.
Right.
We'll get the word out. It is open to pick up stuff.
Okay.
And I think the Facebook, were you able to get anything off of that? Or remember last month we talked about you might be able to put stuff on, put it on the town site, but library information based on our Facebook.
Yep, we're still working on it, but okay. Yeah.
But that would be a big help as far as getting
okay
information out.
Put on the sign out here too, electronic sign.
Okay. Yep.
But the hours of operation that they're open. Yep. Just write that down on the check.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that'd be very good. It's just getting the information out.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Art.
Yes, sir.
Dog control. We got the report from Stacy. Actually, looks like they only had 4 calls in July, which I guess is a good thing. They got their inspection again, and everything was great. So things are going all right there.
Jeff, I have a question. Stacy, last time I spoke to her, she said she's getting a lot of calls from Champlain.
Yep.
Have we addressed this with the board of Champlain?
No, but it's it has tailed off. They just refuses to go. It's just, you know, not covered to handle shampoo under our insurance, so, you know, so she's just refusing. Okay, thanks, Irvin. Beautification?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Everything's beautiful?
Everything's beautiful, yeah.
Good deal. Mr. Assessor?
Assessor Bobbin is running like a well-oiled machine. One person in this town, he doesn't live in this town, has taken me to court because of an unjust assessment. So I have to represent the town, taking the town basically, in Plattsburgh, the judges here. But a concerned citizen tonight told me that he's fixing the place up.
Oh, yeah?
So I will take a ride down, people look sick.
Yeah.
No, everything's up. Doesn't look, no increase for next year, everything goes according to plan. Just pick up new construction, unreal. Everybody is out doing stuff. Because they're all home, they're
right.
Not working.
Yeah.
But no complaints.
We got our assessing contract from the county.
Yes, it's going up. 50 cents this coming, 2021. Was it six or five? Six. 650, 675, or seven. Or is it five? What is it, Jeff?
Five.
Five? All right, it's going up 550, 575, $6.
Our bill this year is $11,663.
You know what it is?
We pay the county.
People keep splitting properties because they charge us by the site.
The more you got, the more, because they charge $5 a partial, so the more partials you got, the more.
Even though there's another
house, because
most of the time it's all vacant property.
And, correct me if I'm wrong, but what they do is they furnish us with the tax bills.
Yes.
And then they input the stuff that you do into the computer.
Yes, they
that's,
do.
That's what our now, 11,000 goes for.
I didn't put up.
Yeah, but would it be any cheaper though? That's the thing.
By the end of next year, we're going to be right back where we were.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Right now, the other towns are paying 40-some thousand to have the county do all of their assessing.
Yeah, Randy.
3 years ago, we got rid of some, I could be wrong. Then we get rid of somebody, we're almost at $27,000.
Yeah, we're over 30, we're like 32,000.
So now we're at 12?
No, you know, we're at 12, and then plus what we pay Larry.
No. 21, 22,000.
So,
by the end of three more years, where we're going to be, we're going to be right back where we were.
Right, but it's still, I don't know if it'll be where you were, but it's yeah, that's something we got to look at every year. You know?
The one thing you get with me here is 24/7 service. I mean, Saturdays, Sundays, holy days, holidays, everything. I mean,
it's
phone calls at my house.
I agree with you. The accessibility is appreciated.
Thank you.
But where we were 3 years ago, we had the county 1 day a week here.
That was it.
For $30,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now we have unlimited, but if we could, you know, work it out where we could do something different, eventually we're gonna have to.
Yeah, that's why we gotta reassess it every year. To figure out what's the cheapest way to go.
Can we challenge them? Can we negotiate something? I mean, I know it's set, but they set it, but.
Yeah, we got, and then the biggest thing is the bills. Is printing out the bills.
Can we do
bills
it?
Out.
I mean, I'm sure you could probably get a computer program to do it.
That might cost us some.
What if it's a one-time thing? Then we, you know, we got it set up.
Updated.
I don't know. It's something we can look into.
Sure.
Don't know.
I think it's updated more than that. When soon property changes, it comes from the county.
Well, that's it. See, and every time one is changed, then
I have to send it to the county, and they change it on their master. On that. But I change it in my office, in the book, for what every property in this town has a number and a page.
Right.
It could be anything. And I enter it, I change his hands, cross out the old guy, put in the new guy. That's what I do. But I can't enter into their system because I can't get into their system on the computer.
Right, I agree. The way it is now, we have the accessibility and we're there.
Right.
But some time in 3-4 years, in the next contract, we're going to be back up to the high 27, $30,000 rate where we were.
I'm getting a raise?
Yeah.
And you won't. But their fees keep going up too.
Right. Well, when it was three or 4 years ago, or 5 years ago, when we hired Larry, it was $32,000. Now you're closer to $50,000 for the county to do everything for us. So, theirs is still going to keep going up too.
We're still staying under there.
We're still in good shape, I believe.
Now.
Right.
Now.
Right.
I mean, so eventually someday this body, whether who, me, who, somebody else,
right,
is going to have to look at that.
Well, that's why we're here.
Right.
Why we're here. Yep.
Brandy, even when I pass on, I'll still be in that chair. My wife will have a rope behind my head in the corner, and somebody walks in, she'll put I.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome.
Youth program. The walking path is done over at the rec park. That has been completed. Looks nice. A lot of people have used it. I just feel it's too bad that some people were very negative about it. I think it's a good thing for the town. I mean, that walking path costs $40,000+. It cost the town $6,900 of that $40,000. I thought it was a hell of a deal. The Dumas and Dragoon family donate a lot of money. They raised a lot of money to get that walking path done. I just think it's terrible that, you know, stuff is all put on Facebook that was negative about it. I mean, we're trying to, you know, bring the town into the 90th century here, and for the 20th century to, you know, have something for people to use. And I've been by there 4 or 5 times already, and every time I go by, there's somebody walking on it. It's like when we built a library. It's there for people to use. I mean, the same thing with the walking path. It's there for people to use. I mean, I don't know. My feelings on that. So.
I guess I'm going to ask a couple questions if I can.
Yep. That's what you're here.
The project, I guess I want to ask that there was a bill for $6,900.
Yep.
Is there a reason why we didn't get any bids, proposals, anything like that?
They did. 2 years ago, but when they went out for this project started 2 years ago, they bid it out. The only one company that bid it.
But it was more than $6,900, right?
Yeah, it was $37,000 to put the base down and then tarmac it.
Yeah. And then IOB project, we raised $9,735, right?
I have no idea on that. I don't have that figure.
I do.
Okay.
Where was that money? Where did that money go to?
What money are you talking?
The IOB project.
The who?
The fundraiser. The Billy Jones project. There was nine. It was on the website.
I don't know. I don't go on a website.
The town website. So there was $9,735 raised.
Okay.
All right.
That's went into the project, I'm assuming.
Okay.
That's what it was raised for.
The auditor said in our audit report that we overpaid, that it was misappropriated $12,277.
I don't remember that.
The board adopted hang on a second here. I guess what I'm asking is, just tell me where these, if you could please, tell me where these numbers fall into place. What was the original contract? We're going by what the IOB project was. What was going to be raised was $30,000, right?
That was the original project, was $30,000.
And the cost associated with,
I will get everything for you, everything you want. I will get all that for you. I don't have it here, but I will get it for you. I guarantee you that.
Okay. So if you can, we got the bill $6,900.
Right.
That's coming out of the highway department.
Nope, it's not. It's coming out of the rec park budget. There was $8,000 in the rec park project for upgrades and stuff. And that's where it's coming out of. That's where it's got to come out of. That's where it was put in the rec park.
Don't get me wrong. Walking path is a good thing for this community. We need that and other things. The auditor's report. These contracts were various purposes, including such items as excavation and materials for a walking path totaling $12,277. That we did not produce 11 of these purchases with bids or proposals.
So what did the auditor tell you when we told him that? We could only get one bid.
I'm asking.
What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do, Randy? Come on, tell me. I just don't know. You put it out in the paper, and there's only one company that does it. Same company that did Ross's Point. There's only one company that's got that little machine that does the tarmacking. You know, I don't know. What do you expect us to do? They can't force people to bid it.
Okay.
I know where you're going, Randy. And I know what you're... But I will get you everything that you want on where everything went on that walking path.
Okay.
I will get it for you. I don't have it right now, but I will get it for you. If that's your problem with that,
no,
I will
don't
get it
say,
for you.
Don't, let's not get personal.
I'm not getting personal.
Then you're pointing it out. Listen, there was a fundraiser that was put in place.
Right. That went to help pay for that.
$9,735.
Right.
Where was that money applied to?
The walking path.
If we already paid $12,277, that's $11,000 that money went someplace to a finished project. We got a bill for $6,900.
Right. I will get that for you. And we can argue here all night. I have no idea where it is, Randy. I don't have those figured. I didn't do it. Tyson Dumas and the rec park people did it. I did not.
But how can he act? How can the youth director act on behalf of this body?
Because he was 2 years ago, he was designated as the guy to go to do the walking path.
To raise money.
Right. And do the walking path.
Now the town's paying for it.
We're paying $6,900 is what we're paying. Out of the rec park budget, which has got $8,000 in it.
So I will
get you the figures that you need. I ain't gonna have it today. Okay. I will get it for you. Okay? Let's move on. We can argue here all night.
We're not gonna argue.
Okay. All right, anything else on the youth program? Town historian. Larry sent me a little note back, I don't know, it's probably been a year and a half, 2 years now, when the National Registry came up and said that this cemetery over here was a historical. He's wondering if anybody requested getting a sign to put in there. And I told him I didn't think so. I know Don was on the... One of the ones when they come around the present, how many of them, I don't know, anybody that we can check with to see if it's such a thing, we can get a historical sign, national historic.
I didn't check with the fellow Crattinger who was up here.
Who come on and looked at it?
Probably just a sign designating that, showing that it has been designated as that.
Right, right. Even Larry was just wondering if that's something possible. He would like to see that. I guess we all would. Yeah, if you could check with him, or yeah. Got a number, let me know, I can call him.
I've got some information on him.
Okay. All right. Let's do that. Fire department. I got a report here from Todd Gumlaw, the fire chief. For the month of July, they had 17 calls, 8 in the town, 9 mutual aids, 3 house fires, 5 motor vehicle accidents, 2 power lines, 5 grass brush fires, and 1 medical assist, and 1 fire alarm. Again, it's submitted by Todd Gumlaw, fire chief.
A couple meetings ago, there was I wasn't here, unfortunately, but there was a made mention too that you guys were gonna request some sort of a financial report from the fire department.
They are working on it, from what I understand.
So
I'm trying to get some kind of way to get it down on paper, but I'll have to write it out. Trying to print it, get printed out of their computers what they spend each month.
So we'll have it probably for budget?
Okay. Should have.
Thank you.
Okay. EMS. Got the report from the Champlain and Moore's EMS. For the month of July, they had 54 calls in Champlain, 47 in Moore's, and 24 in Ross's Point. For a yearly total of 670 calls. They're busy. Okay. Code enforcement.
The Last month, 11 permits, $250, and I'd send out a lot of, four last month. But if people don't have any permit for the project, we're done. You know, just drive around and seeing something going on.
Right. Okay.
No fines or anything like that.
Right, right. I'm gonna file for a permit. Okay. Okay. Good. Thanks, Jason. Old business. The only thing I got on their old business is the Delaware Solar project up in Route 11. They are getting ready to break ground on number 5. And it's in the process of switching hands from Delaware Solar to Kendall Investments. We invited them here to the meeting, but they're out of Massachusetts, so they couldn't make it. We're gonna try to set up like a phone conference with them. If we do, once we get it set up, we will advertise it so anybody can come in and listen to it. If they got any questions. They also are in the process of doing project number 6. So they're going with another project, number 6. 4 last year, number 5 this year, and then later on this year, they're hoping to do number 6. They're also offering the same incentive on project number 6 as they did number 5. Where they pay one lump sum of $15,000 to the town in lieu of, you know, putting it in the town of Moores. We still don't know what our pilot program is going to be on there. They're still working on that, the IDA. So he was wondering if it's something that we were interested in doing with number 6. I discussed it with our attorney, and his recommendation was, if you got money in the hand, you should take it. I mean, if something happens to this project a couple years down the road, they go funk, whatever, at least you got your $15,000 in hand. His recommendation was to take it. So, I know we discussed it a little bit last month, but so I guess we can put it up to a vote, see what the body wants to do. You're looking at $30,000 between the two projects. So, any questions?
The project 5, is that going on the Ashline property?
Yeah. I'm not sure why he didn't specify where it was going, but
is that on the same side of the road, or is that something new?
North side, I believe.
Yeah, the 5 is going to be the north side. Yeah. Number six, I'm not sure where 6 is going either.
So it's nothing to do with the other solar farm?
No.
No.
The other solar farm is totally separate.
We have to get a motion to accept.
So Andy looked at this?
John, that $15,000, correct me if I'm wrong, that's in addition to the pilot, correct?
Right. Yeah. We still get the pilot. Right. Yeah.
This is just the host community.
Right. Yeah, this is just a one-time lump sum that he would pay the town. Because, you know, we're doing all the work, we're doing the permits and all this stuff, so. We figured it was something that we should receive, because the county and the school, you know, they just sit back and just take the money in. They have nothing to do with it. So that's where we're at on there. So what's your pleasure, guys?
Question on that.
Yeah.
When is the start of that program? It's coming year 2021?
It does. We don't get the money till it starts operation, till they start drawing electricity off of it.
Well, when are they breaking ground?
Soon, very soon. The COVID-19 has put them on hold, but they're getting ready to break ground here anytime.
Okay. But you know, that places they change owners.
Right.
It's already
changed hands. Well, the other one did the same thing. The Delaware Solar got it started, and then this other company come in, bought it, and put it up. And another company come in and bought it once it was up running.
Now there's another company around. Delaware Solar gave you 5% off if you sign up.
Something like that.
Another company around that gives you 10% off.
Oh yeah?
I have no idea what it is. I was in Ellensburg, I ran into it.
Yeah.
So we don't get this $15,000 until they start making electricity.
Right. Right. Which is probably not going to be, well, probably maybe the first of next year. I'm thinking, I don't know, this was not as big as the four.
Having broke ground, yes.
As the four, no.
It'll be the following year, probably.
But they're getting ready to break ground.
Is there a limit to how many solar projects can go up in this, in our areas?
There's no solar.
Does that hurt?
It's regulated pretty much by the state. They took over all any solar.
By them being on this forgiveness for the taxes and stuff, does it hurt us by continuing to give up this land that takes it off our tax map? Does it hurt us?
It's fine.
Basically, Randy, it's mostly farmland or pasture land. When they're going to go across the road,
which is not taxed very high.
It's nothing but pasture.
Right, but it still comes off our.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute now. You still get
right.
Money.
The special district still full taxes. The EMS, the fire, your lighting districts, your sidewalks, all still get the same. They get whatever. If that's a million project, then they get taxed on a million for the fire department.
Any special
districts? Any special districts, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like the other ones.
Right, yeah.
So there's some money coming in.
Yeah.
Because they do pay taxes, besides. Because this past year, they didn't file in time. So the county sent him a tax bill.
Yeah.
It was $99,000.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, they weren't very happy.
They almost sent the big one right there. Yeah,
they weren't happy, but hey.
They corrected it, thank God. Maybe right. This next project, they'll be smarter.
On top of them. Yeah.
So, whatever they do.
Okay, so what do you think, guys? Go for it, or? I really don't think we got anything to lose. I don't think it's money in our pocket. I mean, yeah, we may not get it till next year, but it's still it's money.
And the lawyer advises you.
He
highly recommends it.
Yes. Yeah.
Is this only for number five right now?
Well, I think they want it for both of them.
Five and six.
Yeah, five and six, because they're getting ready to start number six also. They may even be putting both up together. The way they're talking.
Make a motion.
Okay, Chris made a motion. I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bolris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Anything else under old business? I don't got nothing else. Anything under new business?
Oh, we got the roads, speed limits here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got our, they come in, State Department of Transportation come and evaluated the Hemingford Road. Did it in March and April when the Canadians were barred from coming across the border. They say, well, there's no current need to change the speed limit. Anytime, other time, the state would take 2 years to do it. Here they did it within a couple of months. And said,
same way with 11 up here.
Yeah.
That's on the back side of that. Thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Their determination on the other road was not north either.
That's all for the county road, for Hemingford Road. I haven't heard back yet.
This is too for the Hemingford?
Well, it says, this is also for the Hemingford Road?
Oh. Yeah, because it's
Carl. Yeah, I haven't heard back from the state
county,
yet.
So. He's just accounting, so okay. I don't even know if they haven't heard if they did this one yet or not.
They have the request. I haven't heard back.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else under new business? Okay. I guess we're a public comment.
Hey Jeff. I just had a comment on your walking path down there. Not to get it started again, but we've been down there, my wife and I, a couple times now, walking. Great path, but you do have four-wheelers running on it, too.
Oh, really?
If you're facing out the parking lot, the back left-hand corner, there's a worn-down path, four-wheelers coming through. We saw two come in the other night, they came up on the path, and then went out across the parking lot on the other side of the left.
Oh. Okay.
So it's well-worn, and they've been using it.
So we should look.
That gets tore
they, must have, they must have to come across the cemetery, then.
We didn't see anything on the cemetery side. This okay. is the back corner, back of the road. You can't miss it, it's all tore up.
Okay.
Coming right up on the trail.
All right, we'll check it out and see if there's a, we can put a fence up, get them out of there then.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, we don't want them in there tearing that up. Okay, thanks.
Sir, I guess you brought up the walking path. I just want to clarify, like Mr. LeCount said, there was something in the audit that you guys spent $12,000 on supplies previous to this year, and then you guys spent another $6,000 this year? Is that what you're saying? Is it full bill? So we're looking over $19,000, is what I'm guessing? Mm-hmm. So you said that the total of the bill was $6,000 when you started meeting. So I just want to clarify.
The town bill was $6,900.
So where did the $12,000 come from last year?
From the Dragoon and Dumas donated a lot of the money. I've got to get a breakdown of everything.
It's just because in the audit report doesn't say anything about donations fulfilling some of the comps that the town was obligated to pay that. And that was a concern because the auditor said that you guys didn't reach out for bids. And reaching out for bids too, I always want to make sure that we're all posting this to the press republic because I requested things were supposed to be put in the press republic and nothing came back for that.
It was bid on 2 years, at least 2 years ago, and there was only one company that bid it.
Yeah,
they had it on Facebook and all over where you could donate money.
Yeah.
That money was just separate from the FYOB because FYOB is just right now, according to the online source, in June. So this is all prior to that. So there have been $12,000 of donations prior to 2019.
Right. I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. Tyson's the one that was running it, and him and his family was taking care of it. So.
That's great. People donating that kind of money to it. It should be accounted for so people don't misunderstand that it's coming out of your tax money. Something that wasn't agreed on by the board.
Well, the total projects, from what we can figure on, is a little bit better than 40,000. By the time they stripped all the black dirt off of there, brought in the fill, and then laid the fill down. And then they went through, they did the fill last year, and then this year they did the tarmac. That's better than $40,000 for your $12,000 and your other $12,000 that they raised, that's $24,000. So you're still, I'll get a breakdown.
I'm not denying that, but there's also still work being done because I think I saw Mr. Gilmore there just putting dirt on it, and I don't want that being built yet. So there's more additional expenses being added on to this project that aren't being counted, not being accounted for. And I think people just want to know what's
being spent. What do you mean they're not being accounted for? They're accounted for.
Is the highway department billing the rec department?
The highway department belongs to the town of Moores. It comes out of the town of Moores budget just like everything else.
You can't just start allocating money from different projects into other areas without making resolutions.
So,
that's part of the audit. That's clearly stated in the audit that you're not doing that properly. And I can bring up the EMS building because there's a contract in there that says for $26,000 that was not put out for bid. And again, nobody's being held accountable for this money that's just being handed off to certain people. What's this board going to do to start governing the money that's being misallocated? The project.
Okay. Understood?
Well, it's understood, but the board's not taking action. The audit clearly spells out that there's 11 projects that were spent without competitive bidding. Where is it? Why are we not trying to save the town money? We keep raising taxes every year, but we're not putting anything on the bid.
Jim, I have a question. The red part is allotted a certain amount in the budget every year.
Right.
Beautification is allotted.
Exactly.
And they are allotted $8,000 from the town.
Right.
We are allotted a certain amount.
Right.
We'd like more, but we
understand. Right. Yep.
Once we spend that $2,000, we're not going to get any more. Just like once whoever's in charge of that is little Frankie, Hyden. He's not going to get any more than $8,000, correct? So
right.
Above and beyond is what they have earned. So all we need to do is get an itemized report where his money is gone to satisfy
right.
everybody.
Correct? Right. Yeah. I said that 4 or 5 times. I will get it. I don't have it here tonight, but I will get it.
We'll have it
for the next meeting.
Can see it.
Mr. Mark, just a point of clarification. The Youth Commission has its own separate budget item.
Right.
Parks and Recreation has its own separate budget item. The two entities don't go together.
Correct. Right. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just.
Nobody said it did. Not that I heard, anyways. Nobody said it did.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
And who controls the Park and Recreation budget?
The town.
town. So if anybody was to spend out of that budget, there'd have to be a motion made to spend that money.
No.
Maybe no. So who's
spending
the money on the big
account now? The money is allocated in a calendar year to use it on the rec park, and that's where it was used on the rec park.
But somebody must have to make a judgment of who's spending that money. Who's putting out the bids? Who's saying what the rec park needs?
I don't understand what you're saying.
What is spent on?
Like, no, somebody wouldn't come into yours from another area and say, you need to spend your money on the park. You would say, this is what we need to spend, this is what the votes are.
I would say to the beautification committee, do we agree on this?
Exactly.
That's what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Is there a recreation committee?
No. The board.
It's a board.
The board. The board.
You are the board.
Yeah,
okay.
The board.
So the board would have to make a motion to spend the money on the rec program.
No, but it's in the budget, so you don't have to make a motion. The money that in the budget doesn't have to be motion because the board has already approved that to be in their budget to spend for that calendar year. So that can be spent anything on the rec park in that calendar year. It's like Chris and his budget. He's got a budget that he can spend on the highway department for whatever he sees fit for the calendar year. But if he goes over that, then he's done.
But you said this was discussed 2 years ago, so it wasn't in this year.
This project started 2 years ago.
That's right. You said for that calendar year that was good for. Now it's for 2020. So it wasn't approved this year.
And you get it every year. You get a budget every year.
Yeah.
Okay, but
yeah.
You can still overspend
okay,
the budget.
Okay, all right.
That's enough.
We're going in circles. The $6,900 was spent on this year's budget of $8,000 that's in the budget, okay? Plain and simple.
And $12,000 last year.
Wasn't planned. We didn't spend no $12,000 last year.
It's right in the auditor's report. It's right at the read to you. Actually, we still count right at the end. You went over the budget last year, so you would have to miss a program, so you would have to move funds.
Okay, enough. Any more questions?
I know, can't answer.
He's just going in circles. He just said, no idea what he's talking about.
Well, I can do an audit report for the reading.
Well, get a report and bring it next time. Anything else?
What about the garbage on Heron's Road?
I talked with the lawyer and he feels that it needs to go before a judge and get a okay from a judge for us to go on his property so that's where we're at, and with the court being, I think they're getting ready to start, aren't they? Yeah, start back up. It just, this COVID-19 has just screwed everything up, so.
And the beginning of Ellingburg, that one
yep.
too?
That one is, Jason had already ticketed him, I believe, right?
Yeah, both of them. Court just opened up last Thursday, and he was supposed to go, but he was sick. That guy, every time there's court, that guy's sick. When you drive by his house, he's got a washing machine on his shoulder, he's throwing it to that guy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, and I think when the court does open it back up, I'm going to have our lawyer come in and recommend that they get higher fines.
Well, when I took over, there was a thing kind of going between those two anyway that Jeff Dixon was working on with some lawyer out of Oklahoma, but I got
a phone call.
He said that we have the right at the town. We don't, you know, we give them every chance, which we have.
Right. Yeah.
And if they don't do anything, then we can go in, you know, hire somebody to clean it up and send them the bill. And if they don't pay, it goes on their tax roll.
See, our lawyer tried 3-4 times to call him. He never returned calls.
No.
I don't know why. You have talked to him though?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I've talked to him. And his neighbors, they're all the same thing. I mean, this one guy, Larry Wilson, he said he had an old washing machine or something. He's going to put it in the front yard.
He's
going to
end up down the road.
I didn't want to put it up there because it would just end up.
Yeah.
But that was passed when I was clerk. And what happened was, it was just before winter came in and they couldn't go in. And
right.
It was supposed to be done the next spring, just wasn't done. They didn't need a court order. It was approved to go.
Right.
Well, that's
what that guy had told me, so we definitely should do something before this winter, so we don't have to wait till next spring and all that stuff anyway.
Have you talked to that lawyer in Messina?
Mom, I think. It was in the old emails. I don't remember the name.
Because our lawyers tried to contact him and see where he was at with it, but he never returned his calls.
Yeah.
question for you, Jeff. Say we were going to go on that property, or any property, to remove items or clean it up. Who would own the liability of doing that? We would?
Yeah, that's why we need to make sure everything is, you know,
100%. Isn't it the company you hire?
Well, they come in and take the stuff, but it would fall back on the town because we hired them to go in and take it and to do it. So I don't feel comfortable till our lawyer says everything is 100%, you're going to do it. Because
you're in that $2 million picture.
Because, yeah, there's a ton of cars there and a lot of stuff and, you know.
With our luck in 2020, winter will come in September.
Probably.
So on that house, on Darren Road, the house alongside I sold it for $43,000 less than the assessed value. For a sale that low, I tried to invalidate it, so it's not going to the mix. I had the only thing I put down invalid due to the house next door being summons for garbage and everything else. Because I'm sure the people that bought it took one look at that house and said,
"Oh, yep." And I mean, and you guys haven't seen what was behind that house. I mean, the front looks good compared to the back. I mean, back when I was a judge, all the stuff she had in the front, she moved in the back. So. Anything else?
One last quick question for Mr. Gilmore. Are we going to look at doing sidewalks this year for people in the village?
Still waiting on what the state's going to do with storm drains. I can't justify wasting money. To me, it's a waste of money. If we pour asphalt, they tear it up in a year or two, or cement sidewalk.
Is there any way
we do have to fix a few compactions, but it's a dangerous situation no matter what. There's supposed to be a guy I can talk to tomorrow when I go to Watertown. Might have a little power to get something done. It'd
be nice to me. We want to clean up the town and the sidewalks look pretty crunchy. I understand you don't spend money, it makes sense, but we've been hearing that for 4 years.
Anything else?
On the theme of sidewalks. In more sports, it's starting to get grown up with grass and weeds. With the board's permission, Green and I would like to donate our time and resources to clean them up.
Okay. You can get some spray and kill
them? Edge them out. We got to measure, okay. Get rid of the weeds and stuff. With the board's permission.
Thank you.
Yeah. You got mine.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we allow Gary Carter and his wife to buy some spray and kill the weeds and stuff around me. And I know we got an account with Gore's, bill it to the town. We've got sidewalk budget.
Even for the spring and stuff. Is that what you said?
Yeah, bill it to the town. I mean, they shouldn't pay for the spray.
Yeah, they shouldn't pay for the spray.
We got money.
It's appreciated. Thank you.
It's our money.
Right. We're just trying to clean up our little corner.
Okay.
Your place looks nice. Thank you.
And I think we should look at maybe possibly doing a sidewalk down Davidson Road. See if there's enough room there to make a nice circle.
Right, there's enough folks when they go to the rec park that like to walk, or they bring the dog and they walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see people walking all the time around that corner.
Yeah, so.
If I could ask you a question since you're doing this, I haven't been up there in a long time to look at the sidewalks. What's the condition of, you plow them, right?
I do.
What's the condition of the sidewalks?
Quite frankly, I would give them a rating of inadequate.
Like
liability,
okay.
They're missing concrete.
Spots or big
there's
spots?
There's some sections that are good. Like we're fortunate in the property that we bought 56 Davidson. That's a good part of the sidewalk. We start getting down towards, I don't know, what's the lady in the pink house?
Mrs. San Susie.
Yeah, ran the corner of her property. Their tree came down, so they're missing like half
popped out there.
And that's where substantial amount of dirt weeds and.
And then by the church, like on Route 11, the salt just wreaks havoc with it, so it's popping out.
Okay, you know, we can take a look at them and see what could be done. Yeah, the money's there in the budget to do it.